So, how many Timothys do we have in this room?
120.
All right, so everyone is a Timothy, right? Even those who are sitting in the back, they are Timothys. Even those who are kind of like just wandering around where what's going on around them, they are Timothys. So probably you were sitting and looking at verses 11, 12, and you're saying to yourself, wow, that's the Apostle Paul. He's a preacher. He's a teacher. He's an apostle. I cannot get in there. And we're looking at verse 12, and he said, I know. He didn't say we do. He said I. It's a personal thing. And you might say, well, this is the age Apostle Paul. He have gone through these experiences. He knows what he's talking about. I cannot get in there. Now, he looked at Timothy in verse 13, and he said, Timothy, I have a job for you. I have something for you to do, Timothy. So now every one of you here is a Timothy. So don't fall asleep on me now, because I'm going to call your name. Timothy, I want you to have an outline, a form of a sound word. And I want you to hold that fast. I want you, Timothy, to do some work here. I don't want you to just sit around listening to me in a Bible study, because I want to tell you something. An hour and a half of a Bible study, 5 days a week during the Grove City Conference, is not going to make you a Timothy. Sitting, listening to few comments, it's not going to make you a Timothy. There is some work for you to do. There is no fine print. There is some work for you to do. And that work is, you need to take this word of God that Brother Chuck told us about and make an outline, make a framework of sound doctrine. Because you need to be able to know what is what. You need to be familiar with the word of God. And I'll never get tired of asking you, do you read the Bible? How many of you have read the Bible through? Let me see hands up. How many of you have read the Bible through? That's it? All right? If you are a Timothy, you have to do that now. You need to read from Genesis to Revelation at least once a year. And you need to read it over and over. You heard yesterday? If you want to memorize that, you could just got to read it over and over and over again. And the fascinating thing about the Word of God is this. You will discover that every time you read it, there is something that you have noticed before. So he's telling Timothy, Timothy, you need to get into the Word. You have heard it from me. You need to get into the Word of God. And you need to make a frame. You know, in a ruin, I said to the devotion group yesterday, a ruin has no kind of outline. It's kind of just broken up. But you need to make a framework. You need to have an outline. You need to know. If you want to know something about the gospel, you need to be familiar with the book of Romans. If you need to know something about the church, you need to be familiar with the book of Ephesians. If you need to know about how local assemblies ought to function, you need to be familiar with the book of Corinthians. If you need to know about the coming of the Lord, you need to know about the book of Thessalonians. You need to know that. You have no other choice. Because not only questions are going to come up, you need to be built up. And then he said to keep these things in where? In your head? He said, in faith and in love. And where are they? Are they in your brain? Are they in your heart? They are, and that's the third one now. Remember, in Christ Jesus. Everything is in him. So here is a challenge for you. You need to promise me this. You need to promise me that you're going to read the Word of God. And if you need help, because you would. Brother Chuck referred to Mr. Kelly's books. I want to encourage you this week, just not only go to the gym every day and the swimming pool every day. Go to Believer's Bookshelf. Just go there. You know what? There are books there that are, should I say, cheaper, price-wise, than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. They might be even cheaper than an app that you're going to download on your iPhone.
go get a good book. I'll recommend to you two writers. One by the name of F.B. Hall. The other one is by the name of Hamilton Smith. Their books are small. They are reasonably priced. They are good to read. And you know what? If you read these books, have them. When there's a Bible study in your local assembly, get these books. See what the brethren are studying and read them. You have no choice. You have no option. Don't sit here half asleep, looking at your watch, looking at the person next to you, and think, oh, good. I was at Grove City, and we have a very good time there. You need to have an outline of sound word. You need to have them if you want to grow. This is the only way.
Going back to the whole idea about defending the faith that young brother brought up. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And then starting here. Be always prepared to give an answer to everyone that asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I believe in the King James translation it says, may words be seasoned with salt. But I'm not sure. That may be another verse. I don't know.
Words always be with grace seasoned with salt.
Is that the same verse?
It's not the same.
Okay,
verse.
All right. Well, yeah, I know that verse. I just don't remember where it is. And yeah, I think that's very important because the way I see salt is, if you drink salt water, you're going to die because it won't help you. You'll drink it and you'll just get thirstier and thirstier. So if the whole idea of that is, you want to tell someone something, and you want to make them get more interested in what you're saying, so they want more. So you have to know the scripture, you have to know how to defend the faith, you have to know how to make someone want to hear more. All right.